الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in Al-Qawl al-Badi'i, a very famous book written on the virtues of durood and salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hazrat Sayyiduna Abul Abbas Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after his departure from this world, a man from Shiraz city saw him in his dream that Hazrat Sayyidina Abul Abbas Ahmad bin Mansur radiallahu ta'ala anhu is wearing a crown made of very expensive pearls, and he is wearing a heavenly garment, and he's standing in the mihrab, in the middle of Jami Masjid of Shiraz. The man says, I asked him, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika? What Allah Azza wa Jal has done with you, or how has He treated you? So Hazrat Sayyidina Abu al-Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I used to recite durood or salutations or salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance or in large number. That has helped me and I have been forgiven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored me with this crown and He has allowed me to enter paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful, auspicious silsila or program of Madani channel called Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this episode we will discuss the ayah number, the verse number 13 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين. Translation from كنز الإيمان of this ayat is as follow. When it is said to them, believe as the people have believed, they say, shall we believe as fools believe? Be away. It is they who are the fools, but they know not. This was the translation of the verse number 13 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the ayat before this ayat talks about the fasad and the mischief making of hypocrites and munafiqeen. And in those ayat it is mentioned that believers used to prohibit them, used to stop them not to create mischiefs. But they would not listen. And in this ayah kareema we learn that mu'mineen, believers, they tell them that do something what is good. And they would still not listen. So this actually explains the principle of approaching how to pass the word of goodness or how to invite people towards the deen of Islam. There are two pillars of tabligh or propagation. One is to stop from evil, and the other pillar is to invite towards piety, virtues, or the goodness. And the both have been completed, because in the previous ayat they were stopped from fasad and fitna and mischief making. And in this ayah kareema they have been invited towards iman, towards the faith. And there is a lesson for muballighin, there is lesson for preachers. And what is that lesson? That you need to help a person to refrain from evil first, before you invite him towards goodness, towards piety. Because while a person has an evil with him, he cannot do something good. For example, if he is a disbeliever, you have to ask him to repent from disbelief and then accept the deen of Islam. You cannot do this, that allow him to continue with the old beliefs which he has, and then he can just adopt the new beliefs of Islam. This way a person would not become a Muslim. Let's take another example. If dog fell in a well and died, the water of that well will become impure. The jurists, the fuqaha, the ulama ikram will tell you that remove the water, or so many buckets, or the whole lot of the water from the well. In different situations, different measurements are taken. But now someone wants to take out the water and keeps on taking out the water, but he does not remove the dead dog from the well. That well will never become pure. You need to remove that dead dog first from the well and then follow the process of purification, and that is to take out so many buckets of water from the well, and then the well will become pure. So similarly, when you want to give neki ki da'wat, when you want to do amrum bil ma'ruf, you have to help him to stop from that evil first in which he is engaged. Alhamdulillah, we have seen many a time on Madani channel that sometime person says that from today I intend to keep beard and I'll never shave my beard. What Amiri Ahl Sunnah does, he immediately tells him to repent from that which he was doing before. Because that is an evil, and if that evil is not removed, sin is still pending upon his shoulders and upon his head. So in order to remove that evil, in order to remove that sin, he needs to repent. So it's a very beautiful basic principle of propagation and tabligh. And we learn this from this ayah kareema. Then we see that in this verse, the kalam starts with qila, when it is said. When it is said to hypocrites, said by who? There's possibility that it's the qawl, it's the saying of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Or there's possibility that it is referring to the saying of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is also possible that it refers to the sayings of Muslims in general. Then we learn in this ayah kareema that these people are ordered to believe. It is being said, Aminu, you should believe. Now these are those people who are Muslims apparently. Their names are like of Muslims. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, these type of names. And they come to the masjid, they wear beards, they wear topis, they wear imamas, they wear normal Muslim dress, garments, etc. Their identity is of Muslims. But they are told, believe, you should believe. That tells you very clearly that mere claim of tongue is not good enough for someone to be a believer or to be a Muslim. And it's not valid and it's not considered. Therefore, they have been told, Aminu, believe. That means what your tongue is saying, your heart must endorse that and testify that. And then we learn in this ayah kareema, although it's being said to believe, but it's not being said to believe on what? To believe in Allah, to believe in Rasul, to believe in Quran, to believe in the Day of Judgment, nothing is mentioned. But the words which are coming after this, they make it clear that believe like the people believe. This is beautiful. And inshallah we'll learn and we'll appreciate the beautiful message which is hidden in these words. Believe like the people believe. And then we learn the word here, annas. This could mean human race. So the meaning of the ayat is that believe the way humans believe. This tells you very clearly that the one who is not a true believer, he is not a human. Although the hypocrites believed, but they did not believe like humans. And they were human beings. They were not four-legged animals. But they are told, believe like human believe. It means that a person who does not believe is not even human. Rather, he is worse than animals. As it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. That they are like animals. Rather, they are worse than animals. Why are they worse than animals? Because animal recognizes his master and appreciates his provider. But this is so-called human being who does not recognize his master, his creator, and his owner. Therefore, he is worse than an animal. And this is what is mentioned here. And this could also mean certain exclusive persons or personalities that believe like them. For example, there's a possibility of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That would mean believe like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or it could also mean that believe like Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alaihim ajma'in. Or this could also mean, O munafiqins, O hypocrites, believe like those people who are from your community, from your towns, from your villages, but they are sincere. They don't have double standard like you, so believe like them. But this could also mean that people who come from your religious groups, like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, he was Jewish. And then alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the ni'mah, with the bounty of Islam, and he became a sincere Muslim. So they are being told, these hypocrites who come from the Jewish community, and they pretended to be Muslims, but in reality they were not Muslims. Their hearts never endorsed Islam. Their hearts never attestified the beliefs of Islam. So they are being told that believe like your creed men, the people who come from your own community and had the same creeds like you have, but they are changed now. They are sincere and they are honest with the formation that they have adopted. It is mentioned in Tafsir Azizi that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that the meaning of An-Nas in the verse refers to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza, Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Subhanallah. Because at that time, these personalities became known and famous with their faith, with their iman. Therefore, their iman became standard for the rest of the people. So that means if anyone's iman was like the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Shere Khuda, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, he was Muslim. What a beauty. So in other words, it's being said that, O hypocrites, listen carefully. If you want to claim your iman, if you want to prove that you are Muslims, then don't play games. Become Muslims like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq became Muslim. Become Muslim like Umar Farooq became Muslim. Become Muslim like Uthman Ghani became Muslim. Become Muslim like Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in became Muslim. And it is common sense that a product which comes in the marketplace and it has an original stamp of the company or the manufacturer has more value than a product that has got no name. So in the market or in the bazaar of the love, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the stamp of the authority of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is put on the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, their iman became the standard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, believe the way it's being mentioned in Quran Kareem, or believe the way it's being mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believe the way these people have believed. So they are the standard. Subhanallah. In this ayah kareema, we have also learnt that hypocrites called Muslims fools. Why did they call them fools? What was their reason? There were few reasons which the commentators of Quran, Mufassireen, have mentioned. And I would mention few of them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the hypocrites fools. And what are the reasons there? Inshallah, we'll mention those reasons as well. The first reason. At that time, most of the Muslims were poor. And munafiqeens and other disbelievers, they were rich. And in order to belittle the Muslims, or in their understanding that if they were true, then they would have been rich. Why are they poor if they are on the right path? So this can't be intelligent people, because intelligent people are those who are successful, who can make money, who are wealthy, who can have nice homes, have land, have this, have that, etc. So that's why they said Muslims are fools. The second reason they had, that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they believed that Islam is the false religion and the kufr, the disbelief, is the true religion. And in their understanding, the one who adopts and he takes and he chooses the wrong religion over the right religion, he is foolish. So therefore, in their understanding, Muslims were foolish. And the third reason that they believe that Muslims are fools is that Muslims, they took the deen. And in return, they kicked out the dunya, the luxuries, the comforts of this world. And the munafiqin, the hypocrites, they thought that dunya is cash. It's there. You take it today. And akhirah is delayed. You have to die and then accountability. And then day after you get this and you get that. So the intelligent person is that who takes the cash. And they thought the Muslims are foolish because they're rejecting the cash and they're going for something which is going to be paid delayed. So this was another reason that hypocrites, the munafiqeen, they believed that Muslims are fool. And the fourth reason was, according to the understanding of hypocrites, the comforts and the luxuries of this world were certain. And the dini benefits are in the akhirah, like Jannat and the ni'mats in the Jannat are just the thinkings. There's no reality. So they thought we are very clever people because we taking something which is real, and Muslims are fools because they're not going for real and they're going for something which does not exist and which is never going to come. So for that reason they said Muslims are fools. And the fifth reason that they called Muslims as fools was this. They said, we are connected with kuffar, with the disbeliefs of Makkah from generations and from ages. Islam is a new religion because Muslims migrated from Makkah to Medina, and these issues of hypocrites started in Madinatul Munawwara. They said, Islam is a foreign religion. Muslims are travelers. They just came here. You don't know how long they're going to live. They might sustain or they might not sustain. So we can't have bad friendship with those people that we are living from generations to generations. Let us play a double role so we stay in touch with both of them and try to keep both the parties happy. And we are very clever people, they thought. We're not foolish like Muslims, they're totally one-sided. Let's be in both sides. So if Muslims become powerful, we will join them and tell them that we were with you and take favors from them and safeguard ourselves from any type of difficulty or taxes, whatever. But if the kuffar of Makkah, they become powerful, we'll tell them that we are with you. You know that we were joining them. Not from our hearts, we were getting information to pass it on to you so you can plan to attack them, etc. So we were your friends in reality. So these were their few reasons that they had to believe that Muslims are fools. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ. Be aware that they are the fools. Muslims are not fools. They are the fools. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them fools? Is it tit for tat? Or is it for another reason? Or in reality they are fools. What is the reason? There are reasons. The reasons are that these hypocrites, they give preference to something which is perishable over something which is everlasting. And that is akhirah. So therefore, they are fools, because a fool can do this. An intelligent person will never give preference to something which is perishable over something which is everlasting. And the second reason that hypocrites were called fool, that they were presenting their silly thoughts against strong and based proofs. Proofs that had validity and base and reason. They refused that with their silly thoughts. Therefore, they were fools. And the third reason is that a person who is a guest of two whoms, he will remain hungry. Because one host will think, maybe he has eaten from that house, the other host will think he has eaten from this house. But this guest is hungry. So rather be a guest of one house instead of being guest of two houses. It's a beautiful example. So in reality, their activities were that the Muslims will be happy with us and the kuffar would be happy with us, but in reality, none of them were happy with them. Because Muslims also thought they're not with us, and the kafirs also thought they're not with us. Therefore, they belonged no way. And the fourth reason that's mentioned, that their trick could only be played if Muslims did not know their true condition. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them, and their condition became known to the Muslims. Now, how fool they are that they're still playing their tricks in order to deceive Muslims. I mean, if Muslims didn't know, then it's a different story. But if Muslims knew, and these hypocrites have been exposed, then still if they play their tricks, they can only be fools. That's why they are called fools in Quran Kareem. And the fifth reason is that they went against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And going against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed going against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who goes against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he can never find success. He can never find respect. And he can only be the one who is foolish and who has no intellect and who has got no understanding. Its example is that if someone wants to get cure, he drinks a glass of poison. If he drinks a glass of poison, will he get cure from the sickness? No. He'll kill himself. And who could he be who wants to drink poison in order to cure his sickness? A fool. So this is the example of hypocrites, that they want the favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but they go against the messenger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, they became the enemies of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, at the end of this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ya'lamoon. Subhanallah. In this portion of the ayat, we understand that munafiqs, they called Muslims fools. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them in this ayah that they are ignorance, they are jahils. Because la ya'lamun, who doesn't know, he's an ignorant, he's a jahil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the revenge of that abuse which they used against Muslims. That you call those who believe in me, those who are the servants and the slaves of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you call them fools. No, they're not fools. You are jahils, you are ignorance. And then, another beautiful reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them fools. And then he said, they don't know that they are fools. Because if a person knows that I'm a fool, then maybe he would not make serious statements or stay away from the gatherings of intellectuals and people of understanding. But if a person who doesn't know that I'm a fool, then he'll make himself fool every way. Because ilm, the knowledge is attained with intellect. And when someone doesn't have intellect, is deprived from intellect, how can he have the knowledge? So these hypocrites, they don't have the intellect. For that reason, they don't have the knowledge. They are jahil, they are ignorance. It is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that once Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam brought three things to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And what were those three things? Ilm, knowledge, haya, shame, akal, intellect. Said, please take one of them. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam took akal, the intellect. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said, O haya, O knowledge, you go. They said, no, we will not go. Because in alami arwah, in the world of souls, we were together with akal, with intellect. And we want to stay with intellect. We enjoy the company of intellect. So then, akal was placed in the brain. And knowledge was placed in the heart. And the haya or the shame was placed in the eyes. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a kamil, an akmal believer, a complete and excellent believer is that who has got these bounties and ni'mats, that he's blessed with intellect, he's blessed with knowledge, and he's blessed with haya, because haya is a department of Islam, department of our religion. We learn some beautiful madni flowers from this ayah kareema. One, that we should follow the beloveds of Allah in deeni matters. As we learn from this ayah kareema, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, follow my beloveds, follow the servants and the slaves of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar Farooq, Usman Ghani, Ali al-Murtaza, Sher-e Khuda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they my beloveds. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we follow our pious elders in the matters of religion. Second point we understand, that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, madhab of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah is on haqq. Because in this way and in this discipline, we follow the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we follow the Saliheen, we follow the pious elders. And we learn another beautiful point, that to make taqleed, to follow imam, to obey one of the jurist imams of Islamic jurisprudence is the way and the path of beloveds of Allah. If we study the biography, the history of any of our pious elders, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri radiallahu ta'ala, Baba Fariduddin Shakar Ganj rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, any wali, any sufi, any alim, you will see that they followed this path, they followed one of the a'imma'i mujtahideen. So if one goes against it, or he criticizes this path, that means he's going against the majority of Muslims, he's going against the mainstream Islam, he's going against the pious elders. And going against the pious elders is the way of hypocrites, not the way of Muslims. And we learn from this ayah kareema that to criticize or to say bad things about pious elders, those pious Muslims who were in previous era and previous ages, is the way of munafiqeen, is the way of hypocrites. There are some people these days who criticize Khulafa'i Rashideen. There are some people who talk bad about Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ahle Bayt. Just now we learnt that this is the way of hypocrites. It's not the way of Muslims. Some people are swearing, Aimmah Arba'a, the four jurist imams, particularly Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and some ignorant ones and the foolish ones, they're criticizing and they're saying bad things about Awliya Allah, about the beloveds of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Ulama and Sufiya. They're calling them, na'uzu billah, mushriks and kafirs. They're criticizing Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we are teaching the Muslim community about the seerah, about the character, about the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is not the way of Muslims, this is the way of hypocrites and munafiqs, as we have learned from this ayah karima. Some are criticizing previous prophets, some are criticizing sahaba, some are criticizing muhaddithin, and some are criticizing every pious elder that passed away in the previous era. So dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in these beautiful discussions we have learned some wonderful points, and that is that we should remain with the mainstream Islam, we should remain with the mainstream Muslims, and we learned that personalities, pious personalities, have been made standard in Islam. Although the complete and the excellent Uswa-i Hasana, a model, is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but because these people have molded their lives in the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore they have also become models and role models for us as well. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us thorough understanding of Qur'an-i Kareem and Ahadith-i Mubarakah, and keep us on the path of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and keep us in touch with Aimmah Mujtahideen, with Ulama, with Sufiya, with Awliya Allah. So wherever you are, stay in touch with the mahal of Dawat Islami, and you will inshallah Azza wa Jal get these types of teachings and guidance always. And don't miss watching Madani channel. Madani channel is a beautiful source of sharing the knowledge of Deen. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will stay in touch with the Madani channel, and as far as the mission of Dawat Islami is concerned, that I will strive to correct and rectify myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We will remain firm on that, and ghibat ke khilaf jang jari rahegi, we'll continue fighting against ghibat. Allah karam aisa kare, tujh pe jahan mein ae daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Ascending success.